Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. We just have two mouse chatters with me today. We have...
Two and a half.
We do. We have Caitlin.
Hi, friends.
And we have Brenda.
Hey, y'all.
And we have... I hear it. I think we have Ruthie.
Yes, we have a baby with us. So if you hear anything come through in the audio, there is a little... baby mouse chatter tonight.
Yeah, so she's cute. So Ruthie's here. We've got
multitasking podcasting, and
I don't know. Sharpie could jump on. We don't know. He's got stuff going on. Lisa's out today. So, but we've got a fun show. So we were thinking we've got some other shows coming up that are going to be cool as well. So today we were thinking of like if we could go anywhere or do anything kind of Disney related, like what was the term you guys came up with? Now I forget. It was a good one.
It's a Dreamers episode.
Oh, a Dreamers. Yeah. I like that.
We're Dreamers.
What's
if
the
money was episode? No object?
Yes. So if money was no object, the Dreamers episode of what would you do? So we're gonna do like where would you stay? What kind of vacation would you take? Where would you go to eat? And if you were going to buy yourself a little special something, what might that be? So that's what we're doing. So I know.
Fighting.
Brenda, you want to start with your thing? Where would you stay?
Where would I go?
Yeah. Yes, what would you do?
Because it's been on my bucket list forever. And I don't know if I'm ever going to get there.
I think you'll
but
get there.
But I can dream.
Uh-huh. What is
what
it?
I'm dreaming about is the Adventures by Disney Italy and Switzerland itinerary. It has been at the top of my bucket list forever.
Wow.
I want to go over there. I want to make pasta. I want to zip line. I want to go to the Alps.
You want
to
zip line?
I do.
Oh my God.
Only there though, not here among all the bugs and everything. But I really would love to.
There's no bugs in Italy or Switzerland.
I would love to be in that part of the world. It's so beautiful.
Have you been there and you just want to do it as an adventure by Disney, or have you not been to Italy or Switzerland?
I've never been to Europe ever.
Oh my gosh.
Never.
Really?
My first trip is supposed to be next May.
Oh, so you got like just a year away. Where to?
Yeah,
to where?
On a celebrity cruise in Italy and Greece and Croatia.
Oh, see, that'll be awesome.
That will be my first ever European experience.
Oh, that's great. That's a good one to do because you get a little taste of it because you're on a cruise.
Yes.
So you don't have to worry about rooming or how you're getting places, or if you don't like the food at a certain restaurant, then you could just order something else on the cruise ship and it's all included.
Yeah, and you have a home base.
So yeah.
You know, going to that same place every night. I like that.
Yeah, that's a perfect way. And then you get a little taste of all the different places, and then you can go plan your future trips over to Europe.
That's right. And my grandmother was from Italy and my grandfather was from Croatia. So we're going to be really, my sister is going with me and her husband. And so it's going to be awesome because we're going to dive into our home event. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's super special.
Hitting our roots.
I like it. So, yeah. So if people don't know Adventures by Disney, so Disney has this product, you know, like Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line. So they decided, let's take the Disney kind of name and branding and what their values are for safety and exploration and storytelling. And let's come up with a product where we travel all around the world and you can go on these different adventures with travel guides. And they do all these really special behind the scenes things that they set up that you can't do on just any ordinary tour. So you get to do all kinds of cool stuff, and it's for families. So if you have kids, they'll have special activities for the kids while the adults. So like we were over, I don't even remember where we were, somewhere in
I know you went to Paris.
We were in Germany, or I can't even remember. We were at some castle, lots of castles on Adventures by Disney. And like, we learned to ballroom dance in this castle with some ballroom dance professionals while my kids were like dressing up as princes, as princesses, and throwing people in the dungeon and making apple strudels in the kitchen and doing fun, like crazy LARPing or whatever it is. So yeah.
Super memorable.
Yeah. So it's a great, they're really well done.
That's right. Yes. Okay. I just dying to get there. I'm just getting getting one step closer.
You're good. There you go. Yeah, there are a lot of, that'd be a lot of fun. And then in the Celebrity Cruise Line to go. So like, that's like a great cruise line. Super high.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I like Celebrity a lot. I went on the Beyond last year and really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so you have
the Adventures by Disney would be just, you know, the land, but there's so much to see. Especially in Switzerland. I want to go to Austria.
Switzerland will be nice.
Maybe one day.
You'll go. No, Switzerland's
a good bucket list thing to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a dreamer trip.
Yeah.
That's right. Name of the episode. All right. So we'll go. We'll go to Caitlin, and then we'll come back, Brenda, to food and souvenir. And you can pick some.
Don't forget yours, too.
I know. And then and if you don't have one for Adventures by Disney, you could pick a food or souvenir at World or Cruise Line or Disneyland, Alani, whatever.
That's awesome.
All right.
Yes.
So, Caitlin, what's yours?
Okay. Well, first, let me just say that I think the baby has the hiccups, so I'm really sorry if you can hear her.
No, I don't hear any hiccups. That's good,
I don't
though.
Either.
Okay, no, good. We're good.
And you can also say that all of your dreams have already come true because you're holding your little one, so you don't have to worry about dreaming about anything else.
Oh my gosh, that's true, Brenda. She really is a dream come true. That is 100% a fact.
Yes.
But I feel like there are so many things like I want to do bucket list wise that. If money was no object, I would do with Disney.
Yeah.
But one thing I would love to do because the Polynesian is my favorite resort.
Ooh.
I would like to stay in a bungalow.
The bungalows are really
on the water. Cool.
The bungalows are awesome. They look amazing.
That's a great choice.
Yeah. Yes. So I think if I stayed there, I wouldn't even leave the bungalow. Like I would just hang out in the bungalow the whole time and watch the fireworks from right there. You can see the Magic Kingdom fireworks right on the Seven Seas Lagoon.
Yep.
Do your little plunge pool in the morning so you get to work for the day.
Yep. You have your personal plunge pool. You could make food. You could watch Disney movies.
Years ago, when we were staying at the Poly, my dream at that time, Adventures by Disney wasn't a thing.
Yes.
But my dream at that time was staying in the King Kamehameha Suite. I dreamt of staying in the King Kamehameha Suite. Crazy. That was my ultimate.
Yes.
And then they came out with the bungalows and they're just so
Have nice. You been in the bungalows?
I haven't even toured it. I'm actually staying at the Poly in a little over a week. So maybe when we're there, I know they do DVC tours.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, especially right now that they're adding more DVC. I'm sure they're doing a lot of tours.
I wonder if they would. I should see because I'd love to just tour it. I've seen videos, but I've never stepped foot in one.
I think I toured.
I haven't either. I've seen videos, but I haven't been in one.
Yeah. We toured them when they first opened years ago. You know, and you just walk around and you're like, oh my God, I don't remember. It's so long ago. And then we toured the cabins over at Fort Wilderness at least once or twice years ago. The ones that are on the water. Those are really nice.
Creek cabins.
Yeah. Those are super nice too.
Did you see that they're selling the cabins to people for $50,000?
The Fort Wilderness cabins.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ones that they tore down. I heard they were like on people had bought them and then somebody was reselling them.
I don't know, but they said all you got to do is pay to move them. I told my husband we need to buy a piece of land in Florida and just move that thing there right on the beach and have a little shack there on the beach.
Literally, that's all you need.
He laughed at
me. Has a full kitchen, bunk beds. What else could you ask for?
There you go. I remember when those were the new cabins and I toured those, the ones at Fort Wilderness.
Yeah.
And you know, I was like, wow, these are awesome.
Oh, you were talking about Copper Creek a minute ago, weren't you?
Yeah, but that's fine.
Sorry.
Cabins are cabins. Copper Creek has these real, the bungalows. They're like super high end. And they're at Wilderness Lodge over at Fort Wilderness. And then the cabins over at Fort Wilderness Campground got replaced just recently with nice, new, modern, sleek cabins.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how the new ones were, but the old ones were like, kind of like mobile homes.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. When we were at Fort Wilderness because they're kind of in transition right now, the out with the old and with the new.
Yep.
And so we saw some of the new ones going in.
The new ones look like tiny homes. They look really cool with those floor to ceiling windows and everything. They're very modern and sleek.
Yeah.
The other ones are like little double wides.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. But hey, it's better than the tents. Yeah. The new ones are very nice. All right. Yeah. Mine's not that exciting. It's not like I went all the way out. I just got turned down and I'm like, I want to get in there now. I was telling everybody before the show, like I tried to get into the hotel at Riviera. Ruthie feels bad for me too. So
exactly.
I tried to get into the Hotel Riviera, but I didn't have a reservation. I was like, so I drove over to have lunch and they're like, no, you can't come in. I was like, man.
Oh my gosh.
Lisa's been. And I think she's stayed there.
If you had a reservation at Topolino's, they would have let you in.
See, that's what I have to do. We were talking. At least I just want to go over. But so if I could stay there, it would be even better. But I was like, I could get in on the Skyliner. So if I took the Skyliner from Epcot or Hollywood Studios, I could get in. And then I could go get lunch.
So is your bucket list to stay at the Riviera?
I just want
to
get in there. And then I want to like put my nose up at the security guard as I'm leaving.
Well, Steve, if you want to stay at the Riviera and money is no object.
Oh, is there a good room for me?
You should stay at the three bedroom.
In the three bedroom.
It's
all by myself. I was just going to go by myself, but then
I could just sleep
comforts
a little bit in each room. I'll just spend like an hour in each room.
Mm-hmm. You could stay three nights.
We booked someone decorated
nicely.
We booked a Mouse Chat listener years ago. Sharpie did at Boardwalk, over at the Boardwalk Hotel, and they got an upgrade to the whatever the crazy suite is, like the presidential suite. And then we happened to be there at Disney World when they were there, so we went over and kind of hung out with them for an afternoon. It was that room was ridiculous. It was amazing.
Isn't that cool when that happens when you get an upgrade?
And that kind of upgrade is crazy.
Crazy. So yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think that'll ever happen to me. But anyway, so that's my thing. All right. So now we're back, Brenda. What do you got for? Let's do food and your purchase.
Well, for food, my bucket list has always been the same. It's the chef's table at Victoria and Albert.
Oh, all right. I'm going to join you there, but yes, keep going.
It's been for anybody that doesn't know, I developed ridiculous food allergies when I turned 49.
What?
So yes. So a lot of things I ate my entire life, I can't eat anymore. Ugh. And so what I would love is to be able to go to the chef's table at Victoria and Albert and have the chef make me things I can eat that taste like gourmet food.
Interesting.
Be wonderful. Be wonderful.
That would be amazing.
Yes. I booked my honeymoon couple that just had their 9th wedding anniversary. I booked them at the chef's table at Victoria and Albert 9 years ago for their honeymoon. And they said the experience was just phenomenal. It's just added to my desire to do it. One day, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
All right.
That was mine too.
Oh my gosh. We all got it.
We have great taste.
All right. So
Steve, you can't say that because you've already done it.
I haven't done the chef's table. I've done the regular.
Oh, that's true.
So I'm looking at, so here, do you know how much it is? What do you think it costs?
I don't know off my head.
I have it pulled up.
What is it? Jesus.
Is it 100 a person?
Oh, no. Oh, I can't even believe this is right.
Sorry, not 100.
It used to be.
249 a person.
700?
All right, so.
400 a person?
Well, you guys are all over the place. It's $425 per guest.
Yeah.
And it's a prefix menu.
I was thinking 700 per couple. That's what I was thinking. So $425
per guest. Yeah. And then you can get an optional wine pairing starting at $210 per guest. Or if you want a zero alcohol pairing.
What I'd have to have.
Well, that starts at only $145 starting at per guest.
Well, $145 is not that bad. You know,
that's just for your Sprite with
grenadine. But in our Dreamers grenadine. Episode, money's no object. So
no, $425 per person. So you're out of there for over $1,000.
We're diving in,
right? I mean, literally, you're easily out of there $1,000 with tax tip, yeah. And if you have a drink.
I think I'm having a.
When I went, I never paid close. I did not pay close to $1,000. I feel like the numbers don't add up to what, but whatever. You know, it's a special occasion. Regular Victoria and Albert's is nowhere near that expensive, although I don't have the price with me right now. But
I think we need to get remarried so we can have a bunch of people buy gift cards for us and we can eat like
and
that.
And then you could go there. See, there's the plan.
Yeah.
All right. So we all picked the same place to eat.
I might be mistaken, but didn't Victoria and Albert's just get recognized as like Michelin?
Yes, they did. They got a Michelin star.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I thought.
Yes.
Victoria and Albert's.
Nice.
So I've, either of you eaten there at all?
No.
Oh, come on. My sister-in-law and brother have done it twice.
I have.
You guys know Tiffany. She's my travel agent partner. They've done it twice.
Yes. Oh, that's not good. Well, you got to talk to your husband and be like, twice.
I know.
Two times.
I have done Club 33, so I can't complain.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
That was my bucket list.
Club 33 is amazing too.
I'm going to do that. I was invited to that when I could not go because I was in Walt Disney World at the time with my family. So if I ever get invited again, I'm definitely doing Club 33. That's definitely one of those bucket list things.
Yes. Club 33 is, if you're a Disney fan, that is definitely a bucket list thing to do. All right. So there's.
What is yours, Steve?
That was mine. So. What do you have
have the same.
So Brenda, what do you have for your purchase if you were going to buy something?
In all honesty,
I don't have anything either.
I have the $250,000 crystal covered Cinderella castle at the Erebus Brothers in Epcot.
Oh, what are you going to even do with that? Where would you even put that? God,
what I could do it. I would just stare at it all the time. I would just stare at it. It's gorgeous.
That's so beautiful. Ridiculous.
It would be the most beautiful souvenir ever.
Wow.
It's so beautiful. Have you seen it?
I have. Yes. The castle I have seen. Yes, I have seen. Yes.
God is gorgeous.
Brenda, you would have to protect that thing with your life. You would have put it in a room and make sure no one hurts it.
But you know what? If I ever got down on my luck and I was like, had to pay for my medicine or food, I'd have something to sell.
I don't know if you'd be able to sell it for that much. How many people want a castle made out of crystals?
People who love Disney.
I guess.
People who love Disney like we do.
Just some Disney fanatics. I mean, they collectors, people that are really big into collector's items.
Yeah, and they would get a discount. See, they might not buy it for $250, but they might buy it for $220.
You think do you get an annual pass discount on that if you buy it, or a DVC discount? Oh,
can I get 20% off, please?
I doubt it, but that'd be nice. But money's no object in our Dreamers episode.
There you
go.
That's
true.
All right.
We're not concerned about discounts here.
That's right.
Money's no object. Full price, please.
That's right.
All right.
What is yours, Caitlin? What is your ultimate high expensive souvenir?
Okay. Mine is not quite a souvenir, but more of an experience.
Yes.
But it's an additional thing I would add on is a VIP tour at Disney.
Oh, that's a good one.
I've never done one at Disney.
Nice.
But yeah, I mean, they're definitely higher priced.
Yeah.
And I think it would be so fun. I've done one at Universal with Pixie, which was amazing. But I would love to do one at Disney.
We need to get a bunch of Pixies together, all go at the same time, and share the cost of the VIP tour.
Brenda,
that is definitely more realistic.
We need to do that.
Brenda, Steve, have you been on a VIP tour?
Can't you rig it up?
Oh, look, Sharpie's here. Oh, yeah, we did.
I hear Sharpie.
That was not the best VIP tour ever, Sharpie, was it? Did you go? Were you on our VIP tour?
VIP tour?
Yeah. So, have you both been on? Has anybody been on a Universal and a Disney VIP tour or just one or the other?
I've been on a Universal VIP tour.
Oh, that's not good. Sharpie's been on Disney. I don't know if you've been to on a Universal one. Oh, all right. So let me give you.
I have not.
So for Caitlin and Brenda, you have been on the best VIP tours that there is.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. So you're going to be, look, a Disney VIP tour is awesome. It is not as good as a Universal Studios Orlando VIP tour.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Good to know.
Because for a couple of reasons. Well, first off is they're ridiculously expensive. Second off is,
that's true.
Although Universal's is not cheap either, but I don't remember the price, but I believe Disney's might be more.
It's very much more.
Yeah. And then the Universal one
is more and it doesn't include as much.
Yeah. Disney's gets you into the fast pass lane and you wait on pretty much all of them. Universal's takes you literally to the front.
Yeah. They sneak you in the back door. And
yeah. You, in front of the line. Yeah, you
make people move. They push people out of the way so you can get on.
They like if there's a 2 hour wait for a Velocicoaster, like we did Velocicoaster on VIP, didn't we? Caitlin and I did.
The ones that could do it did.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Steve and Brenda, we were all in the same one, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't do the Velocicoaster.
Yeah. You were smart.
Oh, you didn't do that.
You were the smart one. Yeah. You were the smart one.
I sat in the little shop and waited for you guys.
Yeah, that was the right move.
Enjoyed being safe.
So Lisa and I got in the front and Caitlin got behind us. I don't remember who you were with.
Caitlin, Tiffany.
Oh, you were with Tiffany. All right. So Caitlin, Tiffany were behind us. And then, they get you literally like, if it's a 2 or 3 hour wait, you were on that ride in like 2 minutes. You were in the front row. And then they're like, you want to ride again? Oh, well, like, no.
We rode Hagrid's back to back.
Oh, God. I was like, Hagrid's die.
Awesome.
Yeah. That was
so rode. We were on a VIP tour there not too long ago, and the group rode it back to back. And I rode it once, and I was like, I got to get off. I was like, I can't ride this again. That's the problem. The problem with the downside with Universal VIP tours is if you get nauseous, like you go from ride to ride to ride and you just, you are on those rides in no time. So there's no like break between intensity of riding roller coasters. You just are like front row, front row, front row. And then you're like, I'm going to, so if you get sick, you're like, I got to sit some of these out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's.
And lunch is included. So.
Yeah. They have a really good lunch. Yeah. They have there lunch or breakfast.
Yep.
I don't know if they, and then
they do a little breakfast
and then they give you a badge, a VIP badge. And then you can get, like priority, boarding the rest of the day when your VIP tour is over at Universal.
That's right.
And you get a discount on merchandise. Yeah.
And our tour guide was so awesome. Like he was giving us fun fact after fun fact after behind the scenes tidbits. Like I was mesmerized by him the whole day.
Yeah.
They're very energetic and they have great personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The tour guides are great at Universal as well. And then they take you, if you say like, hey, I want to go to see some behind the scenes stuff, they'll take you to Spider-Man, to the maintenance bay where you can see the attraction vehicles and they'll demo them. They'll take you in the mummy, like, which I still don't even understand. Like it'll be one of those things like where people are like, remember when you used to be able to go in the mummy? Because like you are like in the ride and the coaster is like above your head. Like, and there's no hard hat or safety glasses, right? You're just like walking around and they're showing you different parts of the ride. And they'll take you in there. So they'll take you to Men in Black, you know, in the queue in Men in Black where the two aliens are down below and they're like at desks and they're moving. They'll take you in there and you can sit at the desk and you can write your name in the logbook in the actual attraction.
Nice.
So they take you to a lot of cool little things. They'll take you to some Harry Potter things, maybe. So there's a lot of cool stuff. So Disney's is nice, but it's not as cool as Universal's. Universal does a great job.
We don't want to burst Caitlin's bubble. That was her special.
Well, there you go. Purpose. You've already been on the best one, but you might as well do a. I mean,
I'd like to experience it though, and just be able to.
Yeah.
you know, yeah. say I've done it and try yes. it. And
the advantage of the Disney one is if you want to hit all four parks and get backstage to everything, like we've done it in the past where you go to like Animal Kingdom and you ride two things and you jump in a van and then you go to.
It's like the Extreme Thrills tour.
Yeah. You go to Hollywood Studios and you ride a couple things.
All the extreme ones.
And then you go and do some things at Magic Kingdom. And then before it's over, you have them get you like VIP access to like a parade or fireworks mm-hmm. or something if you can. And then they'll get you some special area.
That'd be nice if a meal was included.
Like so Sharpie, so you can join in. Here's what we're doing. We're doing our Dreamers episode. So anything Disney related, it could be like where would you stay or what would you do? Where would you eat and what would you buy? So it doesn't
if money was no object.
So Sharpie on we'll put you on the spot.
If money were no object,
yeah,
I'm gonna combine where I would stay and mm-hmm. what I would buy. And that's a house at Golden Oak.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, there you go. Sharpie.
Hey, you said money is no object.
I know. They have like condos or something they're building in there now. Even those are ridiculous.
You're really dreaming.
Are so expensive. Like everything in Golden Oaks is several million.
Yeah.
There you go. I like that.
And for those of you that don't know, that's basically a neighborhood on Disney property that shares a land with the Four Seasons.
Yeah. So we're by the Four Seasons.
It's all mansion home, like extreme mansions.
$1 million homes. And they have access to the park.
State homes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. A shuttle service that takes you to the parks. And
we need to go in on one of those.
I'm sure when you try to get on that shuttle, they make you show an ID or something to get back to the house.
I'm sure you do.
So Celebration was the community Disney built, which was still expensive.
I like Celebration, Florida. It's cute.
Yeah, so that's cute. And then, like Caitlin's saying, Golden Oaks is literally on property. So it's over by, like she said, Four Seasons, which is close to like Fort Wilderness Campground. So if you're on that back road to get to Fort Wilderness Campground, it's kind of where one of the golf courses were. And I think they took over that land for one of the 9-hole golf courses way back when, kind of Port Orleans area, kind of back in there. But they're building more homes in there, but I think they're building condos in Golden Oak. They're crazy expensive.
So what's your second half, Sharpie? You said
you got that.
Both your,
where would you eat?
That's what I'm saying. That's mm-hmm. what I would buy, and that's where I'm staying.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Gotcha. Do you have a like a purchase you would like to make beside like a souvenir or a VIP tour
or new set of golf clubs? So
you might need that. Some golf clubs.
You know, I miss the day when they used to have what was it called, the Platinum Package?
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Yep.
And it included like everything.
It was ridiculous.
Spa treatments basically eat anywhere you want and it's covered.
That's right.
We would do shows. We would do shows where I think we tried to figure out how to make that. So they had these different packages you could buy that came with like different amenities.
It was the dining plan.
Yeah, it was like a dining plan, but then it came with like all kinds of cool stuff, like Sharpie was saying.
Yeah.
Like you could go see Cirque du Soleil or
water
something.
Sports access.
Yeah.
It came with spa treatments. I mean, it was, but truthfully, that's probably something that I would do would be like, do one of those like full day spa packages because
that would be nice.
That's like crazy expensive to start with. Mm-hmm. So
you could do a full week spa package if you had a Golden Oaks mansion.
Now I like the way you're thinking.
You could just put a spa in your $1 million home.
You could add the Christmas decoration package to your Golden Oaks residence from the
absolutely
from the
you
Disney,
could hire Olga
Disney decorating department. yeah
you could.
Well, there you go. I think I was eating over at Victoria and Albert's. My only thing is,
what would you buy?
The only thing, so mine's not very expensive. It's just because I want to do it. So since I'm going to be in my Riviera 3-bedroom all by myself. So then I was like, what am I going to, I was like, what do I need for a souvenir? I was like, I just want like a bunch of different Dole Whips. I want to like try all the Dole Whips, like the ones with rum, the ones that are like mixed, the ones that are sundaes. I just want to have like a smorgasbord of Dole Whips and just try all the different ones.
Oh my gosh.
But I feel like it won't end.
In the three bedroom villa with like Dole Whips.
You know how many Dole Whips there are? There's like, there's probably a ton of different ones.
Dole Whips all around. They got that.
I feel like it wouldn't.
Cotton candy one. And oh my God. I got that flight over there at Disney Springs.
Oh, see?
The Dole Whip flight.
Oh, there you go.
Coconut.
I remember when they had, I remember when they had the Peter Pan one, the lime.
Oh, yes. I don't think I ever tried
Fantasyland.
Yeah. I feel like it would, my night.
It was good. I had that one. It was really good.
My night would not end well. Yes.
I like the, it's like Moana themed. I think it's called Kakamora.
That's got a
and it's coconut with pineapple juice.
That's got an unfortunate, really very unfortunate name, but it sounds good.
I know.
Sounds like Gamora from.
Is that what it is? The Kakamora?
I don't know. We're just making up names now. Maybe.
No, I think it's the Moana one.
The Moana Dole Whip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pineapple's one of the things that when I was 49 flew out my window.
So what?
I can't have Dole Whips anymore.
What happens?
Oh, no.
I don't. Yeah. I'm gonna stay away from you, Brenda.
This
I don't want to
be a crying episode. I don't want to. Just gonna jump off over here.
That's a bummer.
So what do they do? Is there a way to make that reverse itself, or is it just a thing? Oh my God, that's great.
But right. There's a way to treat the hiving, and they found that. So I've been on that for 6 years. So that's the best thing ever.
Wow.
All right.
Anyway, don't want to be downer on our dreamer episode.
I know.
You got to take your lumps, right?
I know.
That's right.
There you go. You got it. Yep. That's the fun things of getting older.
That's right.
So
you got to take what comes. Make the most of it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for our dreamers episode. And then I think next time we might do a little Royal Caribbean on the next show.
Awesome.
Some icon of the seas. And then we have a couple special guests coming on. Yay. We just got to get them scheduled. We got a bunch
of fun episodes coming up. I want to have a sleepover at Sharpie's Mansion. I mean, like a G-rated.
You know how much those are?
If I had a mansion at Golden Oak, I would be inviting all my friends all the time.
See, I thought you would.
You're coming to Disney. Oh, just stay with us.
I was like one day just looking around just at Celebration, like that, even the apartments and townhomes at Celebration are insane.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, it would really be cool to have like a, then I was like, oh my gosh, how much are these? They're crazy.
Very desirable.
They're so expensive. I mean, it's like, I think the little tiny townhomes are probably 500,000 to 600,000 at Celebration, and then the tiny home, like the cheapest home you could buy in Celebration, when I looked maybe a couple of weeks ago, was probably 750 for the littlest house.
So you were dreaming a couple of weeks ago,
and I was like, "Well, so I when I was a cast member, I was like, I knew this girl who worked at the sales center. I forget who it was, but she worked at the sales center at Celebration. I think she worked at the Grand Floridian, and then she got, they had positions open. And so she moved over to Celebration. So one day I went over and they had this big sales preview building, which is now maybe a bank or I don't know what it is now. And it's got this like walk-up tower. And so she took me up to the top of the tower, and you can like, you walk, and it's still there. I don't know if you can go up it anymore. And you can see like all the Celebration, and they had finished like the downtown and some of the homes, and the homes were like insane, especially when you're making $7 an hour. So, right. But they were like, so then I was like, cause I had this thing, I was like, I'm going to get a house at Celebration one day. So then I got out of Disney and I got a job, and I made like 40,000. No, what did I make at Disney? I think I left Disney making like 24,000 when I was a manager. And then I got a job making 40, and then I got a job making like a lot more at IBM. And like, it didn't matter. Like it, like everywhere where I went from like $7 an hour to like making what I thought was good money at IBM. And then I would look at the prices at Celebration and I was like, these still suck. Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah,
these
still out of reach.
These prices
going up.
And now they're like, it doesn't even matter. They just, no matter what, they're like still out of reach. So Golden Oak is like insane. Like Golden Oak is like 5 million and up type of thing. Mm-hmm. Celebration's yeah. about 7 for not a new house. You know, like easily a million, but they're still way up there. So anyway.
Yeah.
But you can go. You can visit.
To visit, exactly.
That's right. Go downtown, eat something.
Yeah.
Go to the shops, go to the Starbucks, walk around. Yeah. So that's what I do. So there you go. Dreamers.
That's right.
Yep. We're just a bunch of dreamers over here, guys.
All right. Well, thanks for jumping in, Sharpie. So I think that's going to wrap us up. So yeah, go over to our Facebook group, join us over on Facebook, Mouse Chat Fan Community. And I want to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring us. If you want to book anything, please get with Sharpie or Caitlin or Brenda. You can go to the Facebook group, or you can find us over at pixievacations.com and just pick them in the dropdown or in the comments. When you do a vacation quote, just put their name. And they can help you out with Disney. They can actually help you out with pretty much anything. So if you want to go Royal Caribbean, you want to go to Europe, you want to do a river cruise, all-inclusive, a wedding, you name it. And there's no extra cost to work with them. So, yeah, so you might as well do it. So that's it. Thanks for listening to us, and join us here next time on Mouse Chat.